from KQED.
State corrections officials have released a plan they say will cut billions of dollars in prison costs while still meeting court orders to relieve overcrowding and improve medical care. KPCC's Julie Small explains.
The realignment law that took effect in October shifts low-level felons to county custody. So far, it's cut the state prison population by 22,000 inmates, and the number is expected to keep going down. State lawmakers enacted realignment to comply with a federal court order to reduce the prison population by 40,000 inmates. That order came after three federal judges said overcrowding in California's prisons deprives inmates of adequate health care.
It's our goal to get out of all of our health care-related court oversight by the end of 2013.
Corrections Secretary Matthew Cate says cutting the number of inmates in state prisons will save $4 billion in construction costs and another $1.5 billion a year in operations. Cate plans to shut down the old and costly California Rehabilitation Center in Norco. He also plans to cancel contracts with prisons in other states where 9,500 California inmates are serving time.
This plan gets us across the goal line.
Well, almost across the goal line. Secretary Cate says it's clear that the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation will not meet the June 2013 deadline for reducing the prison population. He says California will ask the federal court if the state prison system can hold on to an extra 6,000 inmates. But attorney Don Spector with the Prison Law Office says he'll oppose that. Spector says California could meet the population cap by expanding realignment. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.